Welcome to our scripture study for the Sundays of Lent. This week we discuss in general Lent and its meaning. The word Lent comes from an Old English word meaning the lengthening of daylight in the springtime. In the early church, Lent revolved around the sacrament of baptism that would be given on the vigil of Easter. This was for catechumens who wished to join the church and for penitents who wished to rejoin the church after a period of public atonement. In the Eastern Church and the Roman Rite Church, 40 days was considered the time of Lent. We must remember that the number 40 is symbolic, meaning a specific length of time. The Israelites were tempted in the desert and lost for 40 years. Moses spent 40 days on Mount Sinai. Elijah spent 40 days of fasting on his journey to Mount Horeb. And in the New Testament, we know that Jesus was tempted and won his temptations in the desert during his 40 days there. In the second century, early Christians fasted for 2 days prior to the celebration of Easter. By the third century, this was expanded to include all of Holy Week. And it wasn't until the fourth century that there was a distinct period of preparation for Easter. By the fourth century, penitential practices were added to fasting. When infant baptism became the norm during the Middle Ages, the baptismal nature of Lent took second place, and all Catholics were to undergo a period of time for repentance and atonement for their sins. Lent begins on Ash Wednesday. In the Old Testament, there was religious rituals that centered on the use of ashes as a sign of repentance. In Jeremiah chapter 6, we read, "Gird yourself in sackcloth and roll in ashes." Jesus also cites the use of ashes as a sign of repentance in Matthew chapter 11 and Luke chapter 10. There is scarce record of the use of ashes until the Middle Ages, when the order of penitence was expanded to include the whole church. Serious sins were to be confessed, penance was done over an extended time frame, and the penitents had to wear special clothing to identify themselves and sat in special seats. By 960 AD, there was a reference to the use of sprinkling ashes on the heads of men and women. In the Middle Ages, the baptismal nature gave way, as I mentioned before, to the death of Jesus, where we were to acknowledge our sinfulness and avoid punishment. And this was the prevailing attitude in the church until Vatican II, which recovered the baptismal character of Lent, and it was a clear call to all of us to conversion. We were to turn away from sin and be faithful to the gospel. There is a twofold purpose for Lent, for those preparing for baptism, and for all of us to renew our baptismal promises. Traditionally, during Lent, we give up something. Why do we give up something? Because human beings need an external sign to reflect their interior motive. Paul VI says that we should give up those things that make us self-centered and undergo a time of self-denial for the sake of interior conversion. Lent technically ends at the Mass of the Lord's Supper on Holy Thursday. Why do we have the practice of not eating meat on Fridays? History is unclear on this matter. Some like to say that the apostles were members of the fishing industry, and this would keep their business alive. Others say that Jesus was a humble person, and the fish was a humble animal. We give up something not as a publicity stunt, but for the sake of turning away from sin. Why the use of purple? In the Roman Empire, purple was the sign of nobility in the south, while in the north, purple was the sign of sorrow. In the 12th century, the church combined both understandings of purple. We are sorrowful that the noble Son of God had to undergo suffering and death. Join me next week as we begin looking at the scripture for the Sundays of Lent. Until then, this is Deacon Mike reminding you to live the Word.